Hi, my name is Vivek, and I'm a senior program manager with the Azure Storage team. And in this video, I'm going to talk about how you can use data that resides on your StorSimple device with services up in Azure. So I'm going to give you a quick overview of StorSimple itself, and I'll also show you how you can use StorSimple data with other Azure services. And one of the key takeaways from this talk is that StorSimple has moved beyond just looking at the cloud as a storage target. Right, it now works very well with other Azure services, and you can use the data that resides in your StorSimple device with services like Media Services, Azure Machine Learning, HD Insights, and things like that. We'll also have a lot of demos in this session. I'll show you how you can spin up something called the StorSimple Data Manager and specify something called a job definition, and use this service via the UI, and use this service via Azure Automation. So StorSimple is a hybrid cloud storage device that consolidates many of the storage functions that you might have, right? So it acts like a primary storage device. It also acts like an archival storage. It does backup and disaster recovery as well. And it does all this by really using the cloud as a tier of storage and as a target for all the backups, right? So It has multiple tiers. It's got a SSD tier, it's got a hard disk tier, and uses the cloud tier. And by doing it this way, StorSimple is actually able to manage data growth within your organization very well, because the cloud essentially acts like a bottomless storage tier. You are able to considerably lower your storage costs because you can tier off your cold data and your backups to the cloud instead of keeping them on expensive on-premises storage. We provide a single pane of management to manage your storage, to manage your data protection and disaster recovery needs as well. And because of all this, it of course increases your business agility. So that's how StorSimple works. And here are the workloads that StorSimple addresses. StorSimple, on the bottom right, I have performance workloads. We have something called local volumes, and you can host small VM workloads or small SQL Server workloads on the StorSimple device. On the bottom left, we have the classic capacity-driven workloads, which StorSimple really excels at. It works very well as a department, as a storage backing a departmental file share. It works well as a backup target. It works very well as an archival storage, and we also have partnerships with third-party players, and you can have some collaboration workloads as well, right? On the top left, we have something called the StorSimple Cloud Appliance, which lets you do disaster recovery and dev test in the cloud. But what we are mostly going to talk about in today's session is something called the StorSimple Data Transformation, which is really, this is the way in which you can open up the StorSimple data to the rich ecosystem of Azure services and use it with them. So that's what we are mostly going to focus on today, right? So how does this work, right? So how does the StorSimple data transformation work? So StorSimple 8000 series are physical devices that are sitting on-premises and are collecting and are acting as storage to all your on-premises data. And this on-premises content could be anything. It could be files, it could be departmental file share documents, it could be video surveillance feeds or logs or movie content or call center audio, and many of our customers have very, very diverse workloads, right? So this StorSimple 8000 series device is tearing up the cold data into Azure and also using Azure as a backup target for all your backup snapshots, and it's pushing up all that data into the cloud, right? This is what StorSimple used to be until recently, right? This is all StorSimple used to be until recently. And but many of our customers started asking us, hey, with all this data going to the cloud, can I move some of the processing to the cloud as well, right? And that's where we came in with the StorSimple Data Transformation Service. And the Data Transformation Service lets you reconstruct this data in the cloud in a very, very seamless and very, very managed way. Right, and we let you with the preview of the StorSimple data transformation service, we let you convert that data and put it into block blobs or Azure files or media assets in a native format, and that suddenly enables you to use all that data with services, like I mentioned before, with Azure Media Services, with Azure HD Insights. And you can run your business logic in the cloud with all that data that's coming in via StorSimple, right? And this can be orchestrated from the Azure portal. We've released Azure Automation Integration. We have ways in which you can trigger this from Data Factory. We've released C# code that lets you trigger this from web jobs or just some code that might run in your VMs, right? So this works very well with StorSimple because it acts like one efficient path to the cloud. So StorSimple now becomes the way in which you're moving your data into the cloud, right? And we make this available on demand to you. So the data transformation service is available to you on demand as a managed service that lets you reconstruct that data in the cloud. And of course, StorSimple acts like an integrated primary storage and backup solution as well, which continues to stay. And now you have first-class integration with a lot of these Azure services that you want to use with your data. Right, so you can ingest your data with StorSimple, you can transform your data with the StorSimple Data Manager, and then you can analyze this data based on the business logic that you want with the Azure services that you want to use. And just to give you some ideas or examples of what kind of scenarios our customers are working with this service. We have a bunch of customers who store audio content on this, and they want to do speech to text conversion of that audio content, and they use Azure Media Services to do this. So with this service, which I'm talking about right now, it's very easy for you to actually convert all that audio content into Azure Media Assets, and then run Azure Media Services indexer on that audio content. We have a bunch of customers who are interested in doing sentiment analysis on their audio and video content, right? And once they have the data on the StorSimple device, it becomes super easy for them to actually do this kind of analysis up in Azure, in Media Services, instead of having an on-premise infrastructure to actually do this heavy processing. We have customers who store video archives on StorSimple, and they want to do transcoding and use the Azure's content delivery network to actually deliver that content to customers around the world, right? So this becomes a means for you to be able to use or harness that data which you have on StorSimple to actually deliver it across the world. We also have customers who store video surveillance feeds, and people like to do face recognition and incident detection on that content. And we also have customers who store log files on StorSimple, and they want to convert this and move this in native formats into blob storage so that they can either search it via Azure Search or run HD Insights job on it to get some insights from those logs. So it becomes very easy for you to be able to orchestrate such a workflow where you store content on-premises on a StorSimple device, move it up to Azure by virtue of tiering and snapshotting, and then use all that content up there in Azure with the other services that you have in Azure, right? So this is what we are trying to enable here, and I'm going to give you some demos now of how you can sign up for the service and then how you can use the service via the portal and via Azure Automation, right? Because you might not always want to come to the portal to use this. You might want to set up workflows using Azure Automation, and I'm going to show you that as well. So that's what I'm going to be showing you in this session now. So to sign up for the service, since this is a service that is in preview right now, although we may be going general availability soon, this service is in preview right now, and I'm going to show you how you can sign up for the service. You need to go to this URL, aka.ms/hybrid-data-manager. This in turn takes you to the Azure portal. Let me show you. So go to this URL, aka.ms/hybrid-data-manager. This opens up the Azure portal along with the private preview feature loaded up. And once you get here, you're going to click on plus new and search for StorSimple. That will open up all the StorSimple related services. You can see that you have the StorSimple Data Manager, which is in preview here. And once you click on create, you will be asked to sign up for the preview of the service. And once you sign up, it takes about a couple of days for us to onboard you, and then you'll have access to this service. So now, assuming that you have access, your subscription has access to the service, I'm going to show you how you use this service, right? So the first step in using the service is to create the StorSimple Data Manager. And in this example, I'm going to take an example where I have a bunch of media content on my StorSimple device on premises. I'm going to show you that setup as well. And my objective in this demo is to move that audio content from the StorSimple device into a storage account in Azure. So I could be somebody who wants to run some processing on that audio content in Azure. And just by virtue of the fact that I have this data on a StorSimple device, makes it very easy for me to do so, and that's what I'm going to show you. So that's the objective of this demo. So let's say I've signed up for the service and I go back to that URL which loads the feature again. And once I go there, I again search for StorSimple and go back into the StorSimple data manager. But because this time I've signed up for the service, I'm allowed to create that resource. And I'm just going to call it build demo and create a resource. This is very similar to how you would create any other resource in Azure as well. And it will take a couple of seconds. Meanwhile, I'll show you the setup of the StorSimple device that I have on premises. So this is the portal where I manage the StorSimple device. So this is something that most of the people who use StorSimple would be familiar with. StorSimple data resides in volume containers and volumes. So here I have a volume which is called Build Vol 1. It's a 100 GB volume, and it's online right now. And it's mounted on a machine here, a Windows Server machine here, where I have a bunch of audio content. And this is the audio content that I want to process up in Azure, and I'm going to show you how you can take this and put it into a storage account. And I have a storage account as well in Azure, and this is empty at the moment, but my objective is to get that audio content which I had on premises into this storage account without actually transferring it at this time. I'm going to use this from the StorSimple snapshots, and I'm going to be able to pull out that audio content and put it into the storage account, right? So let's get back to the build demo resource that we had just created. It's ready now. And here I'm going to go and click on transformation job definition. So here is where I'm going to specify the source and the destination to the system. Let me create a job definition. It's called buildjd1, and I'm going to create a source here. The source is, of course, the StorSimple device, right? So that's where the data is coming from. And because I'm going to be using this StorSimple resource, it's going to ask me for a bunch of parameters of the StorSimple resource and the StorSimple device. So it's asking me for the resource ID and the service encryption key of the StorSimple device manager, which I'm going to quickly enter. And once I've entered that, it's going to ask me for my device name, because I might have multiple devices in that StorSimple resource. It's going to ask me for the device name and the volume name which contains my data of interest. I'm going to enter that very quickly. And I'm interested only in a particular directory within that volume. So I'm giving all these details. And these could be customized as per your requirements, right? And now I'm going to specify the target. So the target is where I want all that audio content to end up, right? And I showed you that storage account. And that's where I want all that data to end up. So I'm going to give the credentials of that storage account, which I'm just going to paste it in here. And I'm going to add this storage account as my target. Right? It's going to take a couple of seconds to add that. And once it's added, you can see that it's added this storage account, and I'm just going to pick that. It's actually added it as a data store, so I can reuse it the next time if I want. And I can actually go ahead and put that content either in as blobs in that storage account, or if I'm using Azure Files, I can also put that audio content as an Azure File Share. Right, so it lets you do both. In this example, let's say I'm interested in putting it into Azure Blobs. So I can specify blobs here and give the container name, the blob container name in which I want that data to end up. I'm going to call it buildcon1, and we'll come back to it and see if it actually copied it later. So I've specified all the parameters and here, and I'm creating this so-called job definition. This is a one-time creation, and I can trigger jobs of this job definition as many times as I want, right? So once I've created the job definition, I can come here and actually trigger a job. So until now, I was specifying like a template or a runbook, And now I'm coming and actually triggering that job definition here. So this is how it will trigger the job definition. And it just confirms the run settings, and I'm going with the run settings that I'd specified earlier. And I can just trigger off this job now. So this will now trigger the job. And in a few minutes, we'll be able to see all that audio content in that storage account. So that's the objective, and we'll come back to it later. Meanwhile, I'm also going to show you how you can trigger this entire workflow using Azure Automation, because you might not want to come to the portal every time you want to trigger a job. You might have set up workflows within Azure Automation or Data Factory or Azure Functions or Web Jobs. So I'm going to give you one example of how you can trigger this entire workflow of moving the data from your StorSimple device into a storage account or into Azure Media Assets using Azure Automation, right? So let's see how you can do that. So we've published the documentation, and you're going to need some prerequisites here. So you're going to need this zip file, which has the necessary DLLs that will let you call the functions, call this whole procedure from Azure Automation. We also have some PowerShell commandlets here, one of which gives you the necessary credentials to be able to trigger the job, and the other one which actually has the code that will do the triggering of the job, right? So I have gone ahead and downloaded the prerequisites into a folder in my machine, and once you do that, you will also be able to go to Azure Automation and trigger it. So here's where I've downloaded this content, these three prerequisites. And the first step would be to actually run one of the PowerShell files which you've downloaded, which will actually give you the credentials to authenticate the Azure Automation runbook to be able to trigger those jobs on your behalf, right? So it'll ask you for a bunch of parameters like subscription name, an Active Directory key, which is a password that you can specify, and an app name, which is again the name of the app that you want to give. You could give anything there, right? And it'll authenticate you. And once it does that, it will generate a so-called client ID and client secret on your behalf. And we'll see when we come to it, right? So that takes a couple of seconds. Meanwhile, I'll show you the Azure Automation setup that I'm going to do, right? So this is a brand new Azure Automation account that I've created on the Azure portal. So if you're going to trigger things from Azure Automation, you're going to be needing an Azure Automation account. So you should go and create one. And once you've created, it looks like this, right? And I'm going to show you what you need to do to this new account to enable it to be able to run your StorSimple Data Manager jobs. So this is a new account, like I said, and the first step that you'll need to do is to go and add those DLL modules here. So you go and click on assets and go and click on modules. So these are all the modules that are preloaded, but I want to load the module that has the necessary DLLs to be able to call what I want to, right? So I go back into my downloads folder, and the zip file contains all the DLLs that need to be loaded here. So this is how I upload that to Azure Automation so that I'll be able to call into my APIs from Azure Automation. So this takes a few minutes to extract and load up. Meanwhile, we can go and add the runbook. The runbook is the PowerShell script that actually has all the necessary commandlets to be able to call into this. So again, this is something that you downloaded earlier, and just uploading it into your automation account. We let it import this for a few seconds. Meanwhile, we can go back and check the status of. The other step that you need to do after uploading your runbook is to actually publish the runbook. Otherwise, you'll not be able to run it. So you need to go into edit and then publish that runbook so that you make it runnable. So this is an extra step that you'll need to do with the PowerShell that you just uploaded. Right. So this has completed publishing now, and I'm also going to go back into the assets and modules and just make sure that the importing of the DLLs is completed. So we see that it's not yet completed, so it takes a couple of minutes to actually complete this step, and this extracting activities should become available once it's done. So once it's done, it looks like this, and once you've completed that, you're all set actually to go and to be able to trigger the job. So all you need to do is go back into runbooks and select the runbook that you want to run and just say start. So you can also schedule runs of this runbook, or you can get webhooks for it, or you can just run it on demand as we are going to do now, right? So it needs a bunch of parameters, and the parameters are what were generated with the PowerShell commandlet that you ran in PowerShell some time ago. And once you enter all this, so just to step back and so that you're not lost here, what we are trying to do is actually trigger that job, the job definition that we created. We are trying to trigger it from Azure Automation, right? Previously, I showed you how you trigger it from the portal, and now we are trying to see how you can trigger it from Azure Automation. This is useful because you might have a workflow that you trigger off every time you want to do something. You might want to trigger it from something like Azure Automation. If you're triggering a job on a daily basis, you don't want to come to the portal and trigger that every time. So you would typically have your entire workflow here where you have this job running. You could have your Azure Media Services job also running from your Azure Automation workflow and things like that. So that's why this is useful, to be able to learn how to do this programmatically and not from the UI every time. So once I've filled in all this, you can just say okay. You need to fill in a bunch of parameters here. They're all self-explanatory. And once you do that, you can trigger this off, and then you'll see that the job has been triggered, and you can see that, right? So now let's see the results of this operation. Let's say this, we triggered two jobs, right? One was from the UI and one from automation. We can see that the one, I think, from the UI has completed. It started earlier, so it's completed, and one of them is in progress, one of them succeeded. So it's actually copied some data from your StoreSimple device into the storage account. And here, let's just go and see if it's actually done that. So you can see here, this is the container that we had specified, buildcon, and under buildcon, you can see that all the audio files are indeed here, right? So the job that we triggered earlier actually has moved data from the StoreSimple device into the storage account. So it's actually done what it was supposed to do. And another interesting thing here is that as the copy was happening, it was actually going and populating a queue as well. So this queue is like an indicator to determine when your files are actually getting ready, right? So as and when each file gets ready, there's a message in the queue. So anybody else who wants to know when a file came in could just be listening on this queue, and they could consume these messages in the queue, and they would know exactly when a new file actually came into your storage account. So this is the contents message format of the queue message, and you can see that it has size, it has a success, failure status, and it has the target location and source location from where that file actually came. So you could use this information to build interesting workflows as well, right? So that's how you do it. So we have a bunch of example scenarios. We could think of a customer who has a bunch of data coming in, log data coming into StoreSimple every day. They have daily snapshots configured on this volume, which is what pushes the data up into Azure. And let's say they want to analyze this data every week with a inside of Spark cluster, right? And they could have a workflow written up in Azure Automation where they could do this very easily, where they bring up the cluster also within Azure Automation, listen on the queue, complete the analysis of the blobs, and then delete the blobs and get done with it, right? So that's a typical workflow that people would actually use with this kind of a setup, right? And some things to look out for in the near future. We're going to be releasing this in public preview very soon, so you won't have to sign up anymore. We are releasing an ARM template that will let you actually bring up and test drive this feature very quickly. We are working towards Azure Data Factory integration and also Web Jobs and Azure Function integration, and you should keep your eye out on the documentation to get more information on this. And in review, I hope you saw, I gave you a very quick overview of StorSimple, and I hope it's clear now how you can use the data that exists within your StorSimple device with some of the other services in Azure. And you can see how StorSimple has moved beyond just using the cloud as a target of your storage, and it lets you now work very well and very seamlessly with other Azure services like media services or machine learning or HD Insights or any other services that consume Azure Blob storage.